until just a minute ago, Ted. Cheers my heart, buddy. Thank you. Luke chapter 8. Oh, yeah. Been there a few weeks, but this will be the end of it, I think. I want to read the parable that Jesus puts forth in Luke chapter 8. It's a bit much. It's a little longer than I like to read, but I think you can endure it. Luke chapter 8, I'm going to begin reading at verse 4, give you a chance to get there. Good to have you again. Good to have you here this morning. Okay, Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 4. Excuse me. And when a great crowd was gathering, and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. And he said these things. As he said these things, he called out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And when the disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear. But as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. Okay. This will be my third and final look into this parable, which represents, as you could see for yourself, it represents four different soils and their different responses to seed. The soils, of course, represent separate groups of people, while the seed stands for the Word of God, especially as the Word of God points to Jesus as Messiah and Savior. Last Sunday, I dealt with the first group and their response to the Word of God. And today, a few things about the other three groups, the other three factions, and their reaction to the truth. So we're looking at groups of people, how they respond, especially to the gospel, but to God's word in general also. Now, the fact that there are four collections of people, with only one of these groups producing signs of genuine salvation, I think that ought to suggest something to us. Let me explain it this way by seeming to misdirect. I don't mean to do it that way, but I'm going to do it that way. There is a textual variant in the Greek manuscript of Matthew chapter 20, verse 16. You don't need to go there. It's not in your ESV Bible. They don't put it in there because it doesn't really belong in there. But it does show up in the King James Version, which has different Greek manuscripts, and they include it from those manuscripts. If you have a King James this morning, maybe even a New King James, I'm not sure, you'll find this phrase somewhere in Matthew 20:16. Many are called, but few are chosen. Does anybody here have a King James that that's in? Is it in your new KJV, Ted? I know I told you didn't need to look it up, but I'm still angry at you for messing up the offering. 2016 of Matthew. I'd like to know if it's in the new King James, which Ted reads.
20 verse 16?
Yeah, 2016, partner. Okay. Some of the weightier Greek manuscripts don't include it, so your ESV doesn't put it in the text. But the point I quote that for, or point that out, I should say, many are called, but few are chosen. While this variant is probably not part of the original Greek text, it agrees with a biblical truth, which I think our parable points to. And you, obviously, you have to be ahead of me on this, but we have four groups here. Out of the four groups who hear the word of God, only one will respond in faith and be saved. One of the four, that's all. Now, the percentages will differ, but we see that same principle played out in our present world. Only a remnant of people will believe. And, you know, sometimes you get the idea, well, if they hear the gospel, they're all going to be saved. And I don't think so. That's just not the way the world works and how the gospel affects people. In fact, I want you to listen to something Jesus said. Again, you know the verses, so you don't have to turn there. But if you want to, it's Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. I'm going to read those. Matthew 7:13, Jesus is speaking. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide. And the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it, enter by it, are many.